Boy, a pleasure to be with everybody on this first show on this Saturday. Giants and Rockies coming up. Boy, it's good to be back, I must tell you. 2022, it's hard to believe when you look at the numbers of years that have gone by. And baseball still survives. And as Bruce Jenkins and I talked about it, so many stories. And following up on a team that won 107 games. So, pleasure to bring in Susan Slesser from the Chronicle. And, of course, Susan is the beat writer who covers the Giants and has been in baseball for so many years. Susan, how are you?
I'm great, Marty. How are you doing?
Very well. And I said you should be next up for this Baseball Excellence Award at Cooperstown. You know that, how I feel about you.
And That's very kind of you.
No, come on. It's the truth, and you've been doing this. And I always like to refresh the fans' memory how long you've been covering baseball.
Well, if you count my years backing up in Sacramento, goodness, it's been more than 30. But, yeah, as a beat writer, what am I up to now? 2 years of the Rangers, 26, something like that.
Yeah, it's true, because this is 26 for me, and I think I met you right in the beginning with the
yeah,
26 for me. So we've been around. All right. What about this ball club? 107 wins last year, and you got to see it, and it was an amazing year. How do you feel about them coming into spring training and what you've seen so far?
Yeah, I mean, when you look at it, the obvious things that jump out are, you know, they lost Posey, they lost Chris Bryant. They have not, you know, necessarily filled those spots with players of that kind of caliber. But they also lose Kevin Gausman. And I might even go so far as to say that the rotation right now might even be better than last year's rotation. This is clearly a team that believes that they are going to win with pitching. The rotation is very good. The bullpen is excellent. So I think that's the thing that really if you want to look at the positives, that's good. And look, hey, baseball's wanted to kind of change the game to go a little bit back more the offensive way. Those rules aren't in place yet. So the Giants are still operating under the very pitching-friendly modern game. So I think that's probably the right way to go. And, hey, there's room for more moves, too, before the season starts.
Well, the big question for me, and honestly, and you said it earlier, is no Buster Posey to catch this pitching staff. And it's a very distinct pitching staff. I mean, you've got Logan Webb, you know, with the great changeup. Then you get Di Sclafani, who's a tough competitor. You got Alex Wood, who throws in about 12 seconds, you know, instead of taking any time at all. And then you come around to Alex Cobb, who you remember from Tampa Bay, and we remember seeing him, the great curveball. And then you come to the guy who I think, Susan, and you've seen this guy pitch before. This is Rodon. I love the starters, but Bart is the guy who's got to catch this crowd, and he's got to catch them and get their confidence. And to me, that's the biggest challenge.
Yeah, 100%. Now, he was rushed 2 years ago when he had to fill in during the pandemic season with Posey opting out. He's taken the right sort of messages from that season. You know, the results were absolutely not what he wanted. No, nobody's fault, certainly not his. But he learned a lot. He said he learned a ton about game preparation, about working with big league starters in particular. And he's established some relationships starting then that he's carried on. And I think that will all help him. Is he Buster Posey? No. He knows all eyes are on him. He said he's ready for the challenge. This is what he's been waiting for. It seems like he relishes it. So to me, he is saying absolutely the things he should be. But if I'm the Giants, I'm still looking around for an experienced catcher. And, you know, really the free agent market does not have many that are going to be game changers. You've got to think maybe they're thinking about a trade at some point. If they feel like we do, Marty, and feel like maybe that's an area where they might need a little bit. You know, if they feel like they're a championship caliber team, that's an area that certainly they might want to look. Now, Kirk Cassali, Buster Posey told me a million times last year he thinks that Kirk Cassali is one of the most underrated players in baseball, and I agree with him. I'm going to be interested to see how they split up the time, because certainly he has the superior defensive catcher and game caller. And if the Giants are as reliant on their pitching as I believe they're going to be, we might see Cassali an awful lot.
I think we will, and with the DH, see, Bart can hit. And he's got tremendous power. And you've got to get that bat in the lineup. And I think we're going to see a little bit of DHing out of him and Casale catching more. But the issue is they don't have anybody at AAA. You know,
no.
if God
no.
forbid somebody gets injured, they're in trouble.
They really are. I mean, they had claimed Jose Godoy on waivers and then almost immediately lost him on waivers again. You know, that cleared out a roster spot for Jock Peterson, and Jock Peterson's a nice pickup. Is he Chris Bryant? He is not, but he's still, you know, he's Jocktober is a real thing. You know, there is, I am not discounting that at all. The guy has played in 79 postseason games and on the winning side in the World Series each of the last 2 years. There is, you know, he knows how to win. He's got that experience, but he is not the caliber player Chris Bryant. I mean, that's Chris Bryant just got $182 million. So, you know, these are, we're talking about very different levels. So, yeah, they do need more catching. Each of the last couple of days I've asked about the catching, and every day Kepler said, like, basically, yeah, we need more catching depth. So there are some guys they're keeping an eye on. I think we're going to see a lot more of Brett Auerbach, who had a big hit, you know, in the late going in game one. He's here today playing second base. So he's got some nifty versatility, but you know, they really just don't have anybody on the 40 man besides the two obvious guys. So yeah, they need more. For me, I think they need an established big leaguer who is first and foremost a very good game caller and has a decent arm.
I don't see that happening. I think it's going to be a backup at AAA. Really, I just think that's where they're at this point.
Yeah. There aren't that many, and the good ones aren't available for a reason, because there aren't that many.
No, and they're committed to these two, so you really can't bring in. And who carries three catchers anyway? That doesn't happen very often. But what about Trevor Story? And we've kicked that around all morning. It's been all over Twitter. I'm waiting for John Heyman to tell me where he's going. You know, can the Giants possibly be in this thing?
It's fun to think about. He has been telling people, it sounds to me like he might be, when he was looking at like, hey, I'm going to do one of these one-year deals, try to, you know, really come out, you know, big in the next market. It sounds more like now that might not be the plan. Like he might be looking more for a multi-year. I think the Giants were very, very interested in Trevor Story on a one-year. My goodness, who wouldn't be? But it also sounds like he's really set more on playing shortstop, and he's not going to do that in San Francisco. So I always thought it was kind of a long shot. I like to see that they are in the mix for players of that caliber. And I think they legit made calls. I just talked to Chris Bryant. Chris Bryant told me that he had several conversations with the Giants, and he did have interest in coming back. It was just one of those things where it just didn't work. Like, nobody's fault. They were thinking shorter term. He was thinking longer term. Look, he got $182 million. The Giants weren't going to do that. So, but no hard feelings. And he loved his time in San Francisco, which is why he was talking to them still. But, they clearly do have an MO right now of shorter deals rather than, you know, eight-year, $100 million-plus type deals.
No, not going to happen. Yeah, I think the Correa deal, you know, look, he's getting $35 million a year, but he can opt out after the first 2 years. And, you know, it's the Boris philosophy, you know, have a great year and you're back on the market. And
that's where
Story's going to end up. So I'm hoping the Giants can get in there. Well, Susan Slusser with us, of course. It's always nice to talk ball with you. Tyler Beede today. How does he fit into this with all the pitchers I just named, and where does he fit in? Because he doesn't have any options left.
Yeah, that's the key thing. They're going to have to make a tough decision on him. And there are scouts here, and they are certainly aware that he is out of options. I've had a couple of them ask sort of what the plans are with him, and he's on team's radar. So if they do have to run into radars, he is not a slam dunk to hang on to. Sometimes that's that timing thing, as you know, Marty. You know, you hit the wire on a day where everybody's hitting the wire. Sometimes you can sneak some guys through. But the Giants look pretty set with pitching. So if he has a very good spring and there's an injury or some severe underperformance somewhere, maybe he's got a shot. But right now it just seems more like this is far less to do with Tyler Beede than it has to do with the strength of the roster. I just don't see a spot for him. But, you know, we know that he looked very good at times 2 years ago. Gabe Kapler said he looked good in bullpen sessions. And they've simplified things with him. They really want him to kind of simplify things, throw more strikes, work a little faster. That's something that they're emphasizing with an awful lot of their pitchers. You know, if he does some of those things, not only is he going to jump out as a possibility if the Giants have the need, but he's also going to be attracting the attention of even more scouts if he winds up on that waiver wire.
Yeah, and, you know, they gave him the Sandy Koufax advice. Just throw the ball, will you?
Just throw it
over the plate and let your natural ability take over.
Yeah, that's exactly what Kapler said. Just be athletic, you know?
Yeah.
Great athletic player. Just do that. Just go, you know, be the athlete you are and just count, you know, believe in yourself and all that. I don't think it's necessarily a confidence thing, but, you know, there are some mechanical things and some, you know, simplifying and spurring strikes. That will be the key for him. So we'll see today. You know, hey, first spring outing. Nobody is going to judge anybody on a first spring outing, especially in a late spring. But there will be interest. And there are guys here specifically looking at him.
No, the spotlight is on him. I'm going to throw one at you as we wrap it up with you. But Slater. And, you know, I looked it up the other day. He's stolen 31 out of 34 bases in his major league career, and he hits lefties very well. Maybe he's the guy this year. Maybe Slater can make the jump. I'm always looking for somebody to make a jump.
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think he's certainly going to get more at bat. It seems like with the roster construction, he looks like he's in great – I mean, you know these days, Marty, everybody comes in great shape. But he really – looks like he's been working. He was out at that union camp during the lockout, and I saw him there several days, and he looked really good from what I saw there. So, yeah, I think he's, you know, this is maybe the, sort of his time to shine. He's certainly going to, I think, get the opportunity to do so. You know, a local guy, Stanford guy, so we always like that.
Yep, absolutely. All right, Susan, have a great afternoon, and look forward to chatting with you again. Always a pleasure.
Fantastic. Thanks, Marty.
All right. That is Susan Slusser of the Chronicle. The lineup today, Wade in left, Estrada, then Slater's hitting third today. Okay, I'm glad that I brought that up. Duggar, Casale, then Alex Blandino, the kid from Stanford, and he's had some injuries, but he was a Red for a while. Austin Dean, the guy from waivers from St. Louis, another injured player, but with the Marlins and some AAA in 2019, he had a good OPS. He's a DH. Wyatt Matheson is at first base. Did a lot of AAA with the Arizona Diamondbacks as well. And Arcides Gamboa at second base. And he's with Phillies his whole career, but he's a good infielder. And he is going to be at second base today. All right, we'll be back with you tomorrow. Same time, 11 o'clock for Giants baseball here from Arizona. And they'll be in Goodyear tomorrow to take on the Cincinnati Reds. Have a good afternoon. John coming up with the play-by-play. And Sean, I think, is with him. And it's going to be a good game to listen to. Bill with extra innings. And we'll talk to you tomorrow, 11 o'clock, right here, KMBR 680-1045, the sports leader.